Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following call-in talk show.
Yes, Larry, thanks for taking my call. You know, I was in the workforce back in the 80s when they told us that reducing taxes on upper income brackets would trickle down to the rest of us. But of course, it didn't. And we only saw improvement in wages and job creation when that policy was reversed by the next administration. Time and again, we've seen that high-end tax cuts only help, well, the high end. But the past few years, a new generation of voters have been assured, once again I might add, that tax cuts for the rich would somehow benefit them. And unfortunately, a lot of them bought into the idea, a notion which, in my mind, has been repeatedly disproved. So I guess my question for Mrs. Price would be in two parts. When are we going to require basic economic theory to be taught in high school, not just in universities? And what proposals does she offer to make sure that funding is available to make that part of the nationwide school curriculum?
Number 95. On what does the caller base his views of tax policy? Number 96. What is the caller's main contention? Number 97. To whom is the caller directing his question? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Zorka in Bulgaria writes, "Which test should I take to go to university in the UK? Well, I need to come back to that question and start with the reason for tests. Teachers have always tested to see if their students have absorbed the lesson, and some universities have used tests as one criteria for admissions. Increasingly, though, mobility from city to city, country to country, and continent to continent have caused employers and educators to demand tests, especially of foreign language, as part of their acceptance scheme. They don't know the applicant's capabilities personally and can't wait for a period of time to see if they work out. So they rely on standard tests. When large universities or governments mandate a particular test, this gives a boost to the preparation and testing industry. That having been said, Zorka, you should start with the universities you're hoping to attend and see what tests each requires. Check them out online or ask your teachers and advisors for their recommendation. And that's it for today. I'll be back again next week with EduHour.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. What has spurred the growth in the testing field? Number 100. What does the speaker advise the writer to do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.